most influential women in music. Got a very special guest. I've brought my mother on. This is Suzy Quatro. That felt so weird.
Here's the clue. You were in the kitchen and I came down dressed in my leathers.
Yeah.
And you said to me, Mummy, are you going to be Suzy Quatro now?
That's probably why it feels weird saying it now.
Yeah. Hello, we got here.
We got, and I, you drove really well, actually.
Well, after you harassing me and telling me that the other person that drives here gets you here much quicker and on different roads, and I'm on the sat nav, and I am not a good sat. I'm not a good driver, actually.
I'm going to play, my choice is Aretha Franklin, and it's my favorite Aretha Franklin song. You met her, didn't you?
I did, and she ignored me.
She had the right to. She
was at the hat department in Saks Fifth Avenue and in New York, and I saw her, and I said, hi, Suzy Quatro, because, I mean, you know, most people know who I am. And she took my hand, and I said, I'm from Detroit. She went, really? And I said, yes, and I'm a singer. She went, really? And I went, I like your hat, and I left. That was it. No respect.
Yeah. Show me how it's done.
Hi, I'm Suzy Quatro, listening to BBC Radio 2. Oh, no, you're not.
Mom. Okay,
I know, I'm only teasing.
Listen to Saint FM.
I was a big Airplane fan, Jefferson Airplane.
Funny, no good one, so.
They went on to have a Starship as well. She was probably the first ballsy singer.
Yeah.
Ballsy. Yeah. And then Joplin took it to a whole new different level.
Yeah.
But she had power.
Yeah.
And I respect her because she's now said, after Starship, she said, I'm not going to sing anymore because I now feel that I'm too old. And I now stop. I respect that. I mean, I won't say that.
No.
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 You won't retire.
I'm going to be shaking it for a long time.
Shaking what? Don't say it.
Don't say it.
The sweet sound of Pink. Well, I don't know if I'd call her sweet, but that was really good on stage.
She's excellent on
stage. Yeah, she does all the circus acts. Yeah.
One of the good ones.
Well, this is your choice next. This is I would have picked this though. If you weren't here, I would have picked this. Just want to put
what is
out.
It? What am I picking?
Janis Joplin.
But what did
Summertime.
I pick? You know what? That song is a classic song.
Yeah.
And she takes it and twists it up to heaven and back again.
Oh yeah, definitely.
I mean, I'd be surprised if she could have even talked after doing this vocal.
I know.
And this is what you call balls. I talked to all the people that, you know, like her lovers and her bandmates and this and that. And there was this great from every single person I talked to, save none, there was this, they felt sorry for her, that she was like a victim of her fame.
Yeah.
And when I did on the same trip to America, Jim Morrison, mm-hmm. same thing, met loads of people, everybody that was there, nobody felt sorry for him.
Yeah.
And Jim Morrison didn't.
Did you ever meet Janis Joplin?
No. But I can remember for the first time hearing A Piece of My Heart, and I was riding in a van on the way to one of my Pleasure Seeker gigs.
Yeah.
And for the first time ever in my entire career, this way before I had success, I thought that should have been my song.
So you're jealous.
Did you ever, was there ever a point where you felt a victim of your success?
No. Mm-hmm. I think Laura will vouch for me. My dream was to be successful mm-hmm. and to remain normal.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty accessible.
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes you have to pull the diva out if somebody's being a jerk.
Yeah, yeah.
Everybody has to do that. But I do save Suzy Quatro for the stage.
Mm-hmm.
Laura knows she helped me do it. I have an ego room at home
yes.
that we did together, and it's on the third floor.
Right.
And you have to go up three flights of stairs, and there's a big wooden door. You bang your head all the way there, and then there's a sign on the door, and it says, ego room, mind your head. And you go in, and you enjoy, and you come out, and you shut the door.
Yeah.
Did you, when you started, was there a point where you suddenly felt that you were successful? Did you suddenly feel that you were launched into, so when like Mickey was
back
in the day? And
I think the first number one.
Yeah.
And I went, we had just watched ourselves on Top of the Pops, and your dad and I went to the local pub for a drink, and I got mobbed.
Right.
And I went, oh, I wasn't sure if I liked it or not. I wanted my gin and tonic, you know. Recognize me another day.